following this breaking news.
Good morning. Thanks for listening in.
It's going to be nice weather here while the
really big stories on.
You're listening to the Today in San Diego podcast.
Well, you made it. You're almost there. Hey, I'm Stephen Luke. It's Friday, January 7th. I'm talking about the weekend, obviously. The first week of this new year. Sometimes it goes by a little slower if you had the previous week off like I did. But we're there on the doorstep of it. Welcome. Today, a lot of news to get to. The Supreme Court hearing two cases about vaccine mandates, and that could impact thousands of workers across the country, including here in San Diego. You know, one involves the Biden administration's vaccine or test requirements for employees of large businesses. The other deals with the vaccine mandate for healthcare workers. The decision from the high court will likely determine the fate of vaccine requirements for more than 80 million people. So we'll be paying attention to that. As the Omicron variant appears to cause less severe disease, a lot of people have been saying, let's focus less on cases, more on hospitalizations. It's a better metric at this point in the pandemic. So here we go. In early December, just as the Omicron variant started spreading across the U.S., there were 327 people in the hospital with the virus here in San Diego County. In their latest report released this week, 750 people in the hospital. And while that is far below our peak of what we had a year ago when we had nearly 1,800 hospitalizations, still a large increase over the past couple of weeks. And so there's where we're at. UC San Diego, the latest university to announce it's going to be extending online learning until the end of January. Previously, classes only supposed to go online for 2 weeks until January 17th, but that's changing. The university says they're experiencing staffing shortages like so many places across America right now. And they say too many students are getting exposed to the virus, making in-person learning unsafe at this time. San Diego police still looking for the person who set fire to more than 30 cars in Mira Mesa. Eight different locations involved here since December 21st. Most of the cars and trucks parked underneath carports and apartment complexes and condo complexes. Now dozens of people in that community have been left without a way to get to work or school. One of them is Nick Duffy. We heard from him.
It was a shock, to say the least, to see the flames coming over top of the condo complex.
By the way, San Diego police did detain a man, but he was later released. Police are still following up on leads and checking surveillance cameras, trying to find whoever's behind all this. Let's get a check of your first alert forecast with Brooke, who's filling in for Sheena. Hi, Brooke.
Hey there. We do have some dense fog over the coastal regions for your Friday morning, and it has prompted a dense fog advisory for the morning drive. That will last until 10 o'clock. Again, along the coast, and if you are going to be driving over the coastal region this morning, visibility could be about a quarter mile or less. So do make sure you're increasing your following distance and that you also have your low beams turned on as well. Talking about these daytime highs on this Friday, we'll be right around the low 60s towards the coast. We'll have mid to upper 60s over your inland valley communities and mainly right around the 50s for the mountains. Fluctuating a little bit between the deserts there, will be right around the mid-60s to about the mid-70s. And in terms of the wind speeds for today, mainly onshore, especially along the coast, but staying pretty mild, close to about 10 to 15 miles per hour at their peak for those coastal and inland valley communities. With an exception, we could see some of those wind speeds pick up a little bit more across the mountains. In fact, they could gust anywhere from about 20 to 30 miles per hour. And let's quickly talk about the weekend ahead. For Saturday along the coast, we have low 60s. We'll be closer to about the mid-60s over your inland valleys, 50s for the mountains, deserts, right around the low 70s. By the end of your weekend, we'll have a slight bump up in your temperatures. We'll get closer to the mid-60s over the coast. Your inland valleys could actually be back to the low 70s, but we're staying pretty consistent over the mountains and deserts, right around the 50s. There for the mountains and deserts, we'll be close to the 70s. I'll send it back over to you.
Brooke, thank you. You may remember the case of a local dad accused of bringing his toddler into the elephant enclosure at the San Diego Zoo. I mean, it was a viral video. San Diego police have now issued a warrant for this dad's arrest. Happened clear back in March of last year. Investigators say Jose Navarrete took his two-year-old daughter to the exhibit, and actually the two of them, he was holding her, climbed into the elephant exhibit through multiple barriers. In July, he pleaded not guilty to child endangerment, and he was supposed to return to court for hearing, but he never showed up, and so a warrant for his arrest has now been issued. If you like podcasts and you're listening to this one, we think you'd like the one with our sports guys as they dig into The Padres, even in the offseason, they're busy. It's a brand new episode of On Fryer, and they're talking about some of the projections for the team from the man behind the numbers, Dan Szymborski of FanGraphs. Always interesting. So who's expected to play well in the upcoming season and who might be in line for a tough year? They cover that and much more in this week's podcast of On Fryer, which you can find wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, hope you have a great Friday and a great weekend as well. We'll talk soon. Thank you for listening to Today in San Diego. For more from our team, search NBC San Diego wherever you listen to podcasts. And be sure to give us your feedback by leaving a rating and review.